This is Twit.
The Apple TV app has a bunch of free content right now that is available for you to check out. Now, these are some of the shows that I'm actually watching.
All these shows that I paid for, you can watch for free.
So it shows, here's free for everyone, free plot twists, free snappy banter, free mind benders, free sidekicks. You tap on one of those, and there's content from Apple TV, as well as HBO.
Yeah, Belgravia is not Apple TV, so that's somewhere else. Okay, Epics. All right. Big Little Lies. Oh, that's so good.
That's a popular one. I've never seen
that. Oh, you got to watch that. Yeah, there's two seasons of that. For All Mankind, actually, of all the Apple shows, I think that's probably the best.
Interesting. I didn't know War of the Worlds had a series out. That's interesting.
Who wins?
Well, it's the left world, not the right world.
Okay.
Oh, I can watch Succession.
Oh my God. If they have all. Don't watch Succession if they only have the most recent season, because that would be a crime. But if seasons, then we should stop the show immediately.
Yeah, looks like they do.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to stop the show immediately, and you need to watch all three seasons of Succession right now.
Oh, my goodness.
So good.
McMillions.
Yeah, I've been wanting to watch that. That's a documentary about the McDonald's millionaire game, which apparently was
just fraud after fraud.
Fraud after fraud. And
I want to give it the time, so that's why I haven't watched it yet. I really want to be focused on it whenever I do. So it's kind of one of those shows where I know I need to be in the mode to watch it and appreciate it.
Nice.
I don't know what My Brilliant Friend is, but that's also available for free.
That's a wonderful novel, which I guess is now a TV miniseries.
You can see all these different kinds, free plot twists. So it shows you these different shows. All of Epics apparently is free without a subscription. I just watched Rocket Man, and it was quite good.
Taron does a very good Elton John. I liked it a little better than the Freddie Mercury version.
Agreed. Agreed.
Because
absolutely,
it wasn't such a slavish impression.
Right.
So, I mean, admittedly, the Bohemian Rhapsody was like perfect, spot on impression of Freddie Mercury. But I think Taron Egerton was a little bit more the soul of Elton John rather than the exact moves of Elton John. So I thought it was
very well put. It didn't feel as there was a certain inauthenticity to the authenticity that Rami Malek brought to Freddie Mercury.
Rami's good, and it was well done. I'm not complaining about that, but he spent so much energy making it a simulacrum that I think it was a less interesting movie.
Kind of draws you out of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, check out all this content that's available.
Check out all this content.
If you go on to the Apple TV app. So you just launch the Apple TV app and choose Watch Now and then scroll down to where it shows Just Press Play.
Take advantage of that.
And that's all the free content.
You can watch all the Sopranos now on HBO and 6 Feet Under. So much good content. In fact, frankly, take a couple of weeks and just watch everything.
You've got it. Might as well.